following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Hello there, Refuge Family. Pastor Allen here. It's Thursday morning, and at least when I'm recording this, I'm not sure when you're going to be watching it, but it's Thursday morning right now. And sitting in my office, as you can see by the Route 66 sign behind me, which, by the way, many have said, hey, what's that all about? And is that legal? Because that's a road sign, which it's just a copy. It's not an actual road sign from Route 66, but a replica. And it's just the significance of it is the 66 books in the Bible. And that's the road I want to be on. So anyway, that's the Route 66 sign behind me. But as it relates to one of those books, Mark, that's what I've been reading in my early morning time before the sun is up, a good cup of coffee, me and the Lord, and been reading through Mark, which, as you know, is the text that we're going through with Pastor Jeff and Pastor Bill on weekends here. So this morning, in fact, was just reading the last chapter, chapter 16. So I thought I'd just share a few things that jumped out to me this morning that I pray will bless you and encourage you and administer to you. So chapter 16 of the Gospel of Mark, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Not the only version that I read from. In fact, at home this morning, it was not from that translation. But be that as it may, verse 1. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, this would have been right now that the Sabbath time is over and it was legit for them as faithful Jews to be about some work here, Mary Magdalene, and then Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, they bought spices so that they might come and anoint him, Jesus. They're speaking of the body of Jesus. This is after, obviously, he has been crucified and put in a tomb, Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. Joseph being a wealthy man and part of the Sanhedrin, but a believer. As you know, the story had requested that he may be able to take the body of Jesus down from the cross and have a proper burial. So he was allowed to do so. So they wanted to anoint the body in a proper method. That not having been done. And so at least as to what they thought. So very early in the morning, this verse 2. On the first day of the week, so this would be Sunday, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. So it's sunrise. And they got to the tomb and they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? And as you know, there was a large stone shaped much like a wheel that would actually cover the entrance, the doorway to such tombs. That's the expression, who will roll away the stone? Who will open the door? It's a massive stone shaped like a giant wheel. And so who's going to do that for us? So they were worried. They had this task they wanted to do to honor the Lord, but we're worrying about, well, what if? And we're going to do this, and who's going to do that? And verse 4 says, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. For it was very large. And then entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And so sitting on, it would be much like a bench area where the body would be laid, and the way the tombs of the wealthy were designed then, typically carved out of a side of a hill and So you would have that bench area where the body would be laid prepared. And then over time, as it disintegrated, then the bones would be put in a little jar off in a little side room in there. But on that table area, if you will, for the body to lie, was this angel. And so they saw him, and they were alarmed. They were freaked out, right? Understandably. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen," the angel said to them. Our King James has an exclamation point there. He's risen. He's not here. And see the place where they laid him. And so the first takeaway on this passage, I'm just going to read probably one more verse to you, but the first takeaway for us on this is that in their desire to serve the Lord in this way of honoring him, they were worried about the what ifs. They didn't even know if it was an issue. They were worried about it. And yet God took care of it. And because they didn't have the strength to do that. As I said, it's a massive stone. It'd be very difficult to move it. Not impossible, but just difficult to do. And so it's kind of a reminder, I think, that when we want to do something for the Lord and there's something that's just beyond our own ability, the Lord will provide. He knows our limitations better than we do. And sometimes it's good for us to see those limitations, because then we realize, even in our service of the Lord, apart from him, as Jesus said, we can't do anything. And so it just keeps us humble, which is good, keeps us reliant upon him, which is good, and it keeps us from thinking that we have to have it all figured out. And even if we've done our due diligence and think we do have it all figured out, chances are the Lord's going to show you you don't. I don't. But he's there, and he'll provide what's ever needed, whether it's an angelic helper or not. And as the book of Hebrews says, or the epistle of Hebrews, there may be times when you've had angelic help, help from an angel, and you just didn't even know it. In this case, they just saw this young man clothed in a long white robe, and they were freaked out. But again, the Lord provided. The text goes on, and the angel here speaking, but go, this is in verse 7 of Mark 16, but go, tell his disciples and Peter, which is pretty precious of the Lord to make sure the angel said that, right? Include Peter. I want just, obviously he's included in the disciples, but let's just by name call out the one that denied Jesus. The Lord hasn't denied him. But tell the disciples and Peter that he, the Lord, is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him as he said to you. So I look at that, I read that, and I see encouragement with maybe, I don't want to even say rebuke, but I don't know, a sense that, you know, the Lord already told you this. And so you should remember that. This shows me a couple of things. But first and foremost, that even when the Lord is correcting us, maybe on a lack of faith or not, just not remembering what he's already told us and acting on it, that even if he has to correct us on that, it's going to be gentle and it's still going to be encouraging. And it's not a finger pointing. You know, the angel was not instructed to say to them, tell the disciples that he, Jesus, is going before you into Galilee and you'll see him there just as he told you. And you should have remembered that because he told you that. The angel was not instructed to deliver this message from the Lord in that manner, because that's not how the Lord deals with us. And I'm so glad, and I hope you are too. But if he needs to correct us, it's it's like an arm around the shoulder, right? It's not a finger poked in the chest. It's an arm around the shoulder where he says, Alan, Mary, Salome, he's gone ahead. He's going to go to Galilee, as he told you. He told you this. So that's from this morning's reading. Just bless me, encourage me, and I pray it encourages you. In fact, I'm going to pray that right now and then close this thing out so we can upload it. All right? Oh, Father in heaven, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for how you reveal your heart in your word, how you reveal your graciousness, how you reveal just the way you work in our lives, and how you reveal the way that you correct us when we need it in such an encouraging manner. Lord, thank you for that. It's good for me. It's good for us just to know your heart, to know you. Because that's what real life is to know you, Father, and know the one you sent, your Son. And so thank you for that. And Lord, I pray as well, not only that would be something that would really stick with us, but also, Lord, that we could be that way, that we could live out our lives in such a way that we trust you, and people can see that we trust you for the things that are just beyond our strength. And also, Lord, that if we have to help somebody, you know, and remind them or correct them, that there's grace and encouragement in it, not finger pointing. So we can be like you in that manner too. And we want it. We want to be like you. So we look to you for that as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for letting me spend a few minutes with you and just partaking of the word together, spiritual manna together. That was a blessing for me. I hope it was for you. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life